Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I am the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the chilly morning of the week of January the 22nd. Hope everybody is staying nice and warm. There's just so much to do in the Edge District. For those of you not familiar with where the district's at, runs along Central Avenue from MLK, 9th Street, all the way to 16th Street and 1st Avenue to 1st Avenue on either side, including businesses on both sides. So very short, compact, dense district. So much fun stuff to do, whether it's the Zubrick Magic Theater, and they've been selling out shows. So definitely plan ahead if you're going to go there Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights. And they also do a Sunday matinee. Enigma Bar and Lounge has a pool table. They do karaoke. They do drag shows. They do dance parties. Never a cover there, too, so pretty cool. There, speaking of birthday parties, there's a birthday party dance and shots at our favorite breakfast, lunch, brunch place, The Bacon. And then I'll spell the last name, B-I-T-C-H. No bad words on the radio. If you're in the mood to be crafty, you can make a candle. So it's you can do a candle party, date night, do something with your corporate group, but super fun. And you're actually designing the candle yourself, and it only takes about 45 minutes. The candle sits for a couple hours. You come and pick it up. So grab something to eat, drink, get that back. Great fun time there in the district. Ferg's Sports. I think there's like 200, 300 TVs there. They've got video games, tabletop games, axe throwing, all sorts of things to do at Ferg's. I also like folks that want to do some wine hunting and get some wine education in. Cellar Masters and their team is perfect for that. That's over on 1st Avenue. We've got a place you can go swimming now at the Mint House, although you have to get a room, so don't just jump in their pool. It's a gorgeous pool. Although I don't, even with... I need to check out and see if it's heated or not, because if it's not, you definitely wouldn't want to get in it right now. But Mint House is a beautiful hotel right in the middle of the Edge District, and we're about to get our second hotel, the Moxie. We'll be opening up as well very soon. If you like trivia, Grassroots and Ferg's have trivia every week. And Shop, 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 12 unique boutiques, all different things you can get in the district you can't get anywhere else. For live music, we've got Ferg's, Copa, No Vacancy, and several more places have live music, so you can pretty much catch tunes, especially on the weekends in the Edge. There's 26 places to eat or drink within the district, so you can never really get bored of taking time and having fun with friends and family. Some of the upcoming events in the Edge, we just finished with the Mezzo Market, and it was just wonderful weather and tons of great makers. So that comes every month except the summertime. January 27th is the Royal Rumble. If you like people watching, come to the Edge January 27th. Encourage you to get there earlier because it's just going to be all day festivities in around the district there at Tropicana Field. And the event itself starts at 7:30. That's a wrestling event. January the 31st, grab your wallet and get to the district because we've got the sunset sale. So it's evening time values. A lot of fun at all of our different local boutiques. It starts at 6:10, which is when the sun sets. So the shops will be open all day, but they start their values from 6:10 to 8 at night. So check all those places out. February 22nd through March 24th, Cirque Bazaar. So Cirque du Soleil is setting up a big tent event in the Tropicana parking. Cirque Bazaar, B-A-Z-A-A-R. March 2nd, you actually don't need to grab your gloves. Just grab yourself, grab some friends and family. We've got the March 2nd Edge Quarterly Cleanup, and that's from 8 to 10 in the morning. Suncoast Credit Union is hosting us. With some nice things to eat and drink in the morning, and then we're going to go out and clean the district. A lot of fun. Great time to be involved with the community, meet some new people. Always great. For our Get Hungry segment, I wanted to talk about food after 11 p.m. So this has been a topic of conversation with the Royal Rumble coming, because that event doesn't let out to 11:30, and folks are going to be hungry. So Ferg's always has food after 11 p.m. No Vacancy, even though they're closed Mondays and Tuesdays, the days they are open, you can get food there after 11 o'clock at night. The Edge Eatery in Copa, they have late night on the weekends, so you can get something to eat at either the Edge Eatery with its multiple different food cuisines, or Copa after 11 o'clock. And then the Pizza ATM. So Ferg's team makes these pizzas, load them into the ATM, and then you can get a pizza 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So that's pretty cool. If you're like myself and sometimes you want a late night pizza, sometimes the pizza delivery places aren't even delivering. So you can always go get your pizza at the Pizza ATM in front of Ferg. So that's a pretty cool thing to know. You know, last but not least, living in the Edge. So we've got a couple of apartment complexes as well as a ownership condos with the 1010 building. So if you want to buy something, check out 1010, although I don't think there's any units for sale right now. 930 Central Flats is fully rented, but keep an eye out because people do move in and move out. Great place. And then Fusion 1560, I believe, has a couple of units available, either studio, one bedroom, or two bedroom. So keep an eye for Living in the Edge if you like being in a downtown urban vibe. And we've got four new options being built. So in the next 3 years, we're going to double the number of residents in the district. So keep an eye on those and live in the edge with us. So it's been Roger Curlin. You have a great week.